I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mike Plourde and I had a chance to speak with Carrie Meyer. She's superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools, and we talked about several items, but a highlight of our conversation had to do with the win last night by the Ishpeming Hematites over the Negaunee Miners in boys basketball playoff action. Here's more on that with Mike Plourde and Carrie Meyer.
What an exciting night and a game that was just a fabulous game from wire to wire.
It was an exciting game. We lost to Negaunee twice during regular season, so these boys really wanted to win this game. Negaunee's a tough team. They have a good team, and it's always a tough game for us. But our boys, they had it together last night. They played good. It could have went either way at the end because Negaunee kicked it in the last few minutes, and that game could have been either team's. But our boys were able to hang on, and that one win was so exciting for them.
There's two things that are an element of Ishpeming Hematite sports. And one of them is just tenacity. They just refuse to give up. And the other thing is toughness.
Absolutely right. They are a tough group. And I think it shows back to their football season where they hung on and they went straight in from football right into basketball. And those boys have been working hard all year long. And they are very focused and they like to win.
One of the things with that also is that I know with the coach, with Coach Olson, there's some success with him. We all know with the football, but with basketball as well. And Mike, you were saying that he's going to get some recognition as well this weekend.
Yeah, he's going to be inducted into the High School Football Coaches Hall of Fame coming up. That's going to be in Lansing on Saturday, as a matter of fact.
And that's got to be great for the district, Kerry, with the success with the athletics. It puts the Hematites on the map.
We're very fortunate to have Coach Olson as part of our district. He is an excellent coach, football and basketball, and he really works with those boys well. He does a great job for us.
Well, and I want to mention one more thing, too. You've got a championship cross-country team. You may have a championship track team coming up. Coach Tim Harris does a great job with the wrestling team. He had a couple of wrestlers downstate at the state finals. So, you know, Ishpeming Hematite Sports all around is just a great program, like so many programs all across the UP.
Yes, absolutely. And then don't forget our bowlers. We had a couple that made to states in bowling also. So, yes. And our girls team, they had a good season, too.
You can't really go wrong when you have that kind of success in a school district. You've got some other dates and things that are coming up that you want to make sure that parents know about, that the kids are going to be involved in. What's happening?
Well, we have kindergarten registration coming up. It's an exciting time, and deciding where to bring your five-year-old is a very tough decision. So we encourage, you know, parents to come and visit the district, visit the teachers, get to know what we have available. And then registration, you can call and make an appointment, is March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. But we want you to be very happy with your decision. And I think if you came in to visit, you'd see we have a lot to offer academically. What our teachers are fantastic, and our facility with the upgrades are top notch.
That's the comments of Carrie Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.